Indeed, we are here and present and excited to get started. While it feels to the channeler that her mind is a bit cluttered, what is occurring in actuality is she is processing multidimensional information rapidly. She is not used to being a storehouse of wealth, and we are trying to help her disengage from the judgment of it all. As she relaxes a bit more, she will understand the process that is occurring. So let us get started in explaining what has happened. In fact, there has been energy attunements planet-wide. You will see this in the days to come. There is energy that is affecting mass consciousness. Some of you are experiencing those aha moments when things become a bit more real. Or in a sense dreamlike, in the sense that you can feel the dream matter rather than getting lost in the consciousness of the ego. Some of you are feeling moments of joy followed by moments of despair and wondering, are you simply going crazy? In fact, what is occurring is there is a blending of the old and a blending of the new. And as the new comes in, pouring in quite quickly, it is almost too much sometimes for the mind to handle. The channeler has been receiving calls and emails. What is going on? I am feeling a bit emotional today. In fact, what is going on is you are rising. You are rising in consciousness. You are rising in awareness. And someone mentioned the word integrity. In fact, there will be a calling of integrity. All that is not in alignment with your integrity will be presented to you. This is occurring on an individual basis as well as a mass consciousness level. In other words, where your government is out of alignment in integrity, not following its inherent principles, well, this will come out of the closet, so to speak. You have been receiving information about various topics of things that have been hidden. Well, there is no more hiding. We can assure you everything will be out for public display. Over the course of the next 6 to 8 months, there will be much that will be revealed. Some will be aghast. Oh my goodness, how is the government now going to function? Please know and please help your brothers and sisters to understand that this is occurring for your benefit. You simply don't want things to remain status quo. While it may feel comfortable, and part of you may say, but yes we do, surely you understand the bigger picture, or you would not be attuned to our vibration. Well, we know you do, but we also understand that the ego mind has a tendency to go into the fear mode. You still need to get your bills paid, you still need a dwelling, you still need employment. What about the children? So on and so forth. We can assure you those that are walking the spiritual path, those that have attuned to the higher calling, your needs will be met. So it is a matter of trust. It is time to trust. In other words, we are not saying your needs will be met by the old ways, for the old ways will be falling out. It is if the rug is being pulled out from under you. This is what is occurring nationwide and globally. The energies are affecting global affairs. You will see this. You will see brothers and sisters coming together. They will be coming together out of a need. In other words, crisis creates bonding, does it not? After a hurricane, people come out of their doors. They open their windows and say, "Here, I have some food. Would you like some?" They are sharing. There is discussion because there is a common need. And in fact, that is what is occurring and will continue to occur. So remember, everything that needs to be revealed in order for the organism to be in alignment and in integrity with itself will be revealed. So this will occur throughout the globe, both in your nation as well as on an individual level. So let's discuss that for a moment. Things have been a little helter-skelter in the channeler's life, but we are very proud of her accomplishments. In fact, she is taking the high road. It is not always the easy road, but it is always the high road. And to her credit, she has advanced substantially. But she will not say, "Oh, it's been a breeze since last week." That is why she was lending the encouraging words to the other group members. She understands exactly what is occurring. In fact, there is no more rest. It is not TV time watching. Unless you watch the TV and understand what you are looking at, you are looking at the old consciousness, and you are looking at your old consciousness. This is another point that we would like to make the remark of. Every time that you pass judgment on another, we ask you to take a pregnant pause and stop. Ask yourself, what is this being revealed to me? Why have I attracted this situation occurrence that I am finding judgment? Judgment with the television program, judgment with the brother and sister, judgment with my thoughts, judgment, judgment, judgment. You see, as you have read in your metaphysical books, what in fact you are doing is judging yourself. So what will be happening by and large is the information that will be presented to you in the form of a friend, presented to you in the form of a newspaper article, presented to you in a myriad of ways, will in fact be food for thought, cleansing, you may say. Anything that you are currently experiencing a judgment of self to, you will find yourself judging another. It is being presented for you to enlighten your way, to clear out your own broom closet. So you see, it is time to get in integrity with self. Integrity does not only mean that you no longer do that which is harmful to self or another in terms of the cheating or lying or not doing your best. Integrity means that you are not seeing yourself as the Christ. You are not seeing yourself as the aspect of self or the divine. You are not seeing yourself in your true divine nature. So this is what we are referring to when we say the judgment. The judgment of self or others is out of integrity, for you are witnessing something that is not there. Your dualistic existence continues to exist and arises each moment in your awareness. It is not really there, you understand, but it is there in your awareness, just like a dream, because you continue to keep it alive. What we are suggesting and what is occurring is an opportunity to level the playing field and rise to a new awareness. In other words, you can still have your life. You can still go to work. You can still have your same friends and go to parties and have fun on the beach, but you will be living in an altered consciousness, a higher dimensional reality. This is being offered to you, and this is the grand experiment. Will the human consciousness rise? Will it continue to live in the lower vibration, or will it experience an upliftment? It has been foretold that this upliftment has occurred, and in fact the records show that this is occurring. You have the opportunity, in fact, to lessen the time that it takes. In other words, it has been foretold that this is your destiny. Your destiny as a consciousness and your destiny as a planet. The opportunity, however, is in your level of time. You can have it take a significant number of generations, and there will be those on the planet that will choose the slower pace. You, however, with your high level of understanding and your attunement, are destined to choose wisely and choose the new vibration earlier, you may say. And this is why those on the spiritual path of ascension are finding their lives to be a bit shaky. It is like you are being shaken out of your tree, and you are, for good reason, because you are afforded an opportunity that others will have to wait a few more years, or perhaps a few more decades, or perhaps a few more lifetimes, understand? So it is important to embrace everything you experience, embrace the rockiness, embrace the unsureness, embrace the bills that you're not quite sure how they will get paid. Embrace them all and understand that status quo is over, and thank goodness. Do you see? Thank goodness. For you are climbing the mountain, you are rising in vibration and consciousness. So as you understand this, as you embrace and as you trust, the key is to trust that as you seek the higher guidance, as you seek the forgiveness of self and others, you will be provided for. The channeler has come up against the wall many, many times, and lo and behold, there is always magic around the corner. Magic is real. This Merlin fellow that she discusses matters with from time to time, he is quite real and he knows what he's doing. So it is time for you to adopt the understanding that magic is available to you. You can create miracles just like that, instantly. Many of you have already experienced this, and it seems like a once-in-a-lifetime feat. It is important for you to understand that this is an opportunity for you to experience a magical lifetime, a magical journey. No more do you have to play the linear game. No more do you have to work the 40 hours, which turns into 50 hours, which turns into 60 hours, which turns into slave labor. And maybe, oh maybe, if your ego is stomped enough, you will get what you need to pay your bills. You see, there are alternatives. There is magic to be done. But in order to receive the magic, you must believe in the magic. And in order to receive the magic, you must be vibrationally attuned to the magic. This is what the consciousness of Abraham is teaching on your planet, how to attune to the magic. They use the words of feeling good. What they are doing is creating the magic, and you can do the same. But, one moment please. Our channeler is downloading her mind to receive the word but, we are inviting her to replace that word. There need not be a negative vibration in her attunement, in her words, in her consciousness, do you see? So we are playing with her, and Abraham does the same thing. Play with your mind, hold a positive thought for 18 seconds more and create it, do you see? There is no need to be negative. There is no need to think negative. There is no need to think with the ego. There is no need to believe that everything must be hard. Our channeler is learning that everything can be easy. Something that was supposed to take her, she figured 2 months, 3 months tops, has now occurred in less than 72 hours. You see, life can be easy. So to do this, we are asking you to play a game with yourself. How to maintain that higher vibration, and how to do that easily. Some of you do have a wonderful goal of maintaining a higher vibration, but it feels ardenous, it feels troublesome, it feels like, I've got to stay up and burn the midnight oil in order to keep my vibration high. You see, this is silliness, but that is what you have been taught. You have been taught to achieve something, to get somewhere. There is hard work to be involved. But this is not the case at all. You can do this joyfully. You can do this playfully. So this is what we are sharing. The energies are here. Use them to your advantage. Do not go into the panic if life has some surprises for you. Embrace them all and understand with courage that with trust and the higher vibration and attunement to doing your part to eliminating, reducing the judgment towards self and others, understanding that magical times are ahead. So we ask at this time that you relax, and we provide that additional attunement and receive. And so it is. We will invite our channeler to take the sip of holy water, and then we are ready to address your questions and areas of interest. I come, I'm going to take a little skip to the computer just to be sure we can. Yep. Okay. Alrighty. So we'll start this way. Yeah, we'll start that way. So we'll skip over Sandra. Otto, would you like to start?
Okay.
You don't have to.
Yeah, can we pass over to Gina?
Sure.
Whatever they'd like to say.
Whatever they like to say, okay. And say your first name, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
Are you going abroad? Do you have a trip to go anywhere? Mm-hmm. And where are you going?
Germany,
Switzerland,
and Austria.
Wow, when you go abroad, you really go abroad. good for you. Okay, there's something about that. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
I'm not sure why you're going abroad from a linear perspective, but they're saying that